Well, it's a problem that faces many Aboriginal communities across Australia. How to combat the loss of the oral tradition in today's younger generations. A new book documenting the life stories of Aboriginal elders living in Bankstown in Sydney's southwest has been released, in the hope that recording these stories will help educate the younger generation. The book, titled Young Days, Bankstown Aboriginal Elders Oral History Project, features stories from 15 elders that explain their life experiences and how they came to live in Western Sydney. The stories have been compiled over the last 7 years by the Bankstown Youth Development Service, which aims to give a voice to minority groups who are not often heard in the public domain. Ellen Liebitter has more.
Australia's First People have a strong oral tradition, and a new book aims to ensure the stories of Aboriginal elders will be accessible for younger generations. The Bankstown Youth Development Service, or BIDS, has been recording oral histories from groups in the local community for over 20 years. Young Days is their latest offering. In partnership with iconic Aboriginal photographer Mervyn Bishop, the book features photographs and stories from 15 Bankstown elders. The book and photographic exhibition were launched late last week in Bankstown. Tim Carroll is the director at BIDS and says the stories of the elders share both happiness and loss, and trace how they came to live in the Bankstown area.
There's a constant theme of sadness and loss that permeates all of these stories, but thank goodness those stories are balanced beautifully by just positivity and getting on with life. And there's people from all over New South Wales and people from interstate, Queensland, Murrays, who call themselves Kuris now, and everything in between that.
Gail Sobbett was the editor of Young Days. She says this project is significant as the voices of Aboriginal people are often silenced.
The stories aren't told. We have a history of silencing Aboriginal stories, Aboriginal life, Aboriginal experience. So I think it's very, very important that elders tell their stories.
The project has been meaningful to individual elders for different reasons. Harry Alley from the Kujula tribe in North Queensland says this book is important for the younger generations.
I think it's very important for our young people, and with the Aboriginal culture, it has always been taking the stories to pass on to the next generation to help them sort of adapt and also to carry it on into the generations that will be coming along behind them.
My name's Robin Schmidt from the Wiradjuri tribe. It's been very important to me because my mother was a stolen generation from Cootamundra, so a lot of the history was hidden. So it was very, very important to find out about my family. I'm still searching, but I found out a lot more by doing this story.
Nalene Holton, my tribe is Dungari. I find that it's getting stories across like different cultures and that, so the community can understand what our culture is all about. I'd like people to like sort of hear it from someone who lived it, not from stories told by other people or someone else, but I actually lived on the mission, and leaving there and coming to a city like Bankstown is totally different.
Mick Gooder is the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner and Gungaloo man. He attended the launch and reiterated the importance of Aboriginal elders.
It tells a story about how important elders are in our communities. We pay respect to them. We look to them for leadership. We look to them for guidance. And that's what we've done in my people for nearly 20,000 years. And we'll continue to do that.
The elders are proud of their stories and photographs. And hopefully by telling their stories, they can educate a new generation of Aboriginal people. Nalene Holton again.
I was quite pleased when I seen the photographs on the wall and actually looking at each face of all our old fellows. It showed the power in their face and the stories were written on their face.
Nalene Holton, Bankstown elder and Dungati woman, finishing that report from Ellen Liebitter.